region, which Zambia has gladly accepted. In a statement, Mr. Shalala said the Ministry of Defense will host the meeting from Thursday 8th to Saturday 10th January 2026 in Livingston. He said all 12 Ministers of Defense and Chiefs of Defense Forces from ICGLR member countries are expected to attend the meeting. Meanwhile, Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Makhedi Zulu has implored President Hakainde Hichilema to make a decisive and bold step to bring to an end the continued violent attacks on Zambian truck drivers in the neighboring DRC. People's Party presidential aspiring candidate Dr. Sebastian Kopolande has described the summoning of Archbishop Alec Banda for questioning by the Drug Enforcement Commission as not an innocent administrative procedure, but a politically motivated act of intimidation aimed at embarrassing and silencing the Catholic Church and its clergy. In a statement, Dr. Kopolande alleges that the development fits into a clear and disturbing pattern pursued by the UPND administration since assuming office, which he says is marked by hostility towards the Catholic Church whenever it speaks truth to power, defends constitutionalism, or stands with the suffering poor. He says the Catholic Church, and indeed other Christian churches, have for decades played a vital role in the country's moral, social, and democratic life. Dr. Kopolande adds that subjecting a Catholic archbishop to the coercive machinery of the state without transparency and in a politically charged environment amounts to a grave assault on religious freedom and moral authority. He has since challenged the DEC to immediately and transparently explain the legal basis and necessity of the summons beyond simply stating that no one is above the law, noting that there have been instances where this principle has not been consistently applied. The Center for Environment Justice has welcomed the establishment of the Specialized Environmental Crimes Department by the National Prosecution Authority. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mwape has described it as a timely and strategic step in strengthening the fight against environmental crimes in Zambia. She has noted that the move demonstrated growing national recognition of the seriousness of environmental offences and the need for dedicated mechanisms to address them. Ms. Mwape has emphasized that the new department will help ensure that cases of environmental pollution and degradation are no longer overlooked and that affected communities can begin to access justice and redress.
We welcome the establishment of the Specialized Environmental Crimes Department by the National Prosecution Authority. We must mention that this is a timely and strategic move that strengthens Zambia's commitment to environmental protection and justice. We commend the judiciary for its insight and reaffirm our commitment to working with the NPA and all the stakeholders. We will ensure that environmental crimes are addressed and our communities are empowered.
Former Agriculture Minister Peter Daka says the ruling UPND administration should not be entirely blamed for the challenges the country is facing, noting that their administration is working to address problems inherited from previous governments. Mr. Daka says the UPND has made significant progress in stabilizing the economy despite operating under difficult circumstances. He has cited the heavy debt contracted by the previous regime, stating that the borrowed funds were not effectively utilized to address the challenges facing Zambians. Mr. Daka says that blame should be fairly apportioned and not directed solely at the UPND administration.
This CDA for 40 million in so many constituencies, so that it reaches to the point of those people. So sometimes we shouldn't be negative about everything. Pick up certain things that are good in any situation and make it good. So for me, I feel elated because the CDF that I had at the time was 750, and to cut it across 11 words, it was impossible. Even those words are very big, they are not proportionately, to, you know, same. But you say, no, CDF share 10 bohos here. When
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
AB Bank Chief Executive Officer Maximo Mlenga has projected growth among small and medium enterprises this year, driven by increased access to finance. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Mlenga said 2026 is expected to be a positive year, with AB Bank ready to support SMEs through various financing options. He has disclosed that the bank has lined up programs, including invoice discounting, aimed at making it easier for SMEs to access financing for their businesses.
This year is very interesting. It's a very good year. I think we've seen positive strides that have been made to the economy, and we do expect the SME to also follow suit and grow in that area. So we are really expecting more demand from the SME in terms of credit as well. And we are here as AB Bank to support the SME. I think this year we are lined up for very good products for the SME. We'll be doing invoice discounting and also supply financing for the SMEs as well.
U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered strikes on Venezuela, including its capital Caracas, and military strikes, U.S. officials tell CBS News. Venezuela's government rejects and denounces military aggression by the U.S. as President Maduro declares a state of national emergency. It follows weeks of heightened tension as Trump ramps up pressure on Maduro, who he accuses of emptying his prisons and insane asylums and forcing its inmates to migrate to the U.S. The BBC has more.
Explosions have rocked the Venezuelan capital Caracas and other cities in the country. Military installations, including an airfield in the center of the capital and the main base at Puerto de Urna, were among sites hit. President Maduro has declared a national emergency and urged Venezuelans to mobilize for national defense. There's been no public comment from Washington, but officials have told the BBC's partner CBS that the strikes were ordered by President Trump, who has been threatening military intervention and is reported to have urged Mr. Maduro in private to abandon power. Mr. Maduro has been appealing for peace and dialogue while accusing the U.S. of seeking to seize Venezuela's oil reserves. The U.S. has repeatedly attacked small boats it says were smuggling drugs from Venezuela. Washington does not recognize Nicolas Maduro as Venezuela's legitimate president and has offered a reward for his arrest on drug trafficking charges. Saudi Arabia has called on all factions in southern Yemen to attend talks in Riyadh aimed at resolving the latest conflict. The summit was requested by Yemen's Saudi-backed government. Iranian officials say they'll continue to clamp down on anti-government protesters, despite warnings from Donald Trump that he'd intervene to help them.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And in sports news, Morocco head coach Walid Regragui insists they are approaching the round of 16 clash against Tanzania at the Prince Moulay Abdellah Stadium on Sunday, like a final in a bid to win their first Africa Cup of Nations title in 50 years. The Atlas Lions came into the tournament on home soil in formidable form after winning a record 18 consecutive matches and extending it to 19 with a 2-0 victory over Comoros in their Group A opener on December 21st. However, their impressive streak came to an end 5 days later when Mali held Regragui's side to a 1-1 draw, although the host nation bounced back by beating Zambia 3-0 to take their unbeaten run to 23 games. Morocco lost tasted defeat almost 2 years ago after bowing out of AFCON 2023 at the same stage following a 2-0 loss to South Africa. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories. Government has announced that Zambia will host a 3-day meeting on the deteriorating security situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. People's Party presidential aspiring candidate Dr. Sebastian Kopulande has described the summoning